Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throw some monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon! Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody, at Wrestling Wednesday. Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
And the sun's shining again.
It is.
Sun is shining today.
And my legs are out.
Yeah. Yep. Shorts weather. Russ, you wearing shorts today? Are you wearing pants today?
I'm wearing pants today.
Are you wearing anything?
Well,
covering. That was the question. Are you wearing? It was. I know it was confusing.
Let's face it. Most of the time, I am in here by myself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I know.
Yes, I'm wearing pants today. Okay. Jeans.
Jeans. Okay. All right, you never too late to make them jorts. Okay. That's the beauty
they
of
weren't
the
jorts.
It's the beauty of the jort.
They were faded blue cotton Dockers.
Okay, bud.
Slow progression into a Cowboys fan.
Ooh. Yeah. I think he's a Jags fan.
I take more offense to the Cowboys fan than the Jags.
I think he is just so Jacksonville now.
The tighter jorts instead of the baggy jorts.
Yeah.
The leg hugger jorts.
That's right.
I take more offense to being called a Cowboys fan than to calling him jorts.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel with that mustache. That mustache over there, you shouldn't be taking shots at anybody, bud.
Wow.
I mean, you are if somebody said that guy's a Cowboys fan, I'd be like, yeah, all right. His shirt today is a playoff story for the Cowboys. His shirt, if you're not watching on YouTube.com/1080AM, the fan says, I'm not even supposed to be here today. That's how Dak Prescott plays in the playoffs.
I think actually yesterday was the anniversary of that movie, so I missed it by a day. But
oh, really?
Yeah. Old Clerks there. I think it was the 30th anniversary.
God, that's terrifying.
Whoa.
Yeah, 94, right? Yeah.
Is this controversial? I like Mallrats more than Clerks.
No,
I don't think
that's controversial.
Okay, good. Because everybody like Clerks reveres Clerks.
Yeah, it was but genre defined.
We don't hear much about Mallrats, which obviously Jay and Silent Bob's still in it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is that Mallrats is hilarious. Now,
Clerks walked so Mallrats could run.
Yes. Also, Clerks 2 better than Clerks 1.
Oh.
I think I've only seen that one like once.
It's, again, Clerks, genre defining, no doubt about it. But I think the sequel was a better movie.
I think I've only seen Clerks 2 once.
Interesting.
Clerks 2 once.
There you go.
Mallrats,
a billion times.
Now, I bet if I were to go back and watch that, I'd be like, whoa, can't make this movie anymore.
Oh, God, no, there's a 0% chance.
Yeah.
Probably most of Jason Lee's character would have to get written out.
The pretzels, the
stink palm.
Oh my goodness!
So fantastic.
The stink palm.
Just watching him lick those fingers.
Who had you in a bigger chokehold, Shannon Doherty or Joey Lauren Adams?
Joey Lauren Adams.
Yeah. Okay. We're all on the same page. Okay. Yeah.
Well, obviously, when Silent Bob goes into the dressing room for that reason and that reason only there.
Yeah.
Duh.
Right?
Duh. Okay. Well, nice clerk shirt, pal.
Thanks.
Jags fan. Well, you missed it. We did a segment last week.
That sounded like an accusation.
Jagging with Jeff.
Oh, wow.
We talked Jags.
All right. I like
when
it.
When you were out with Jeff, or it was Jagging with Jeff, because obviously he's our resident Jacksonville Jaguars Indeed. Fan.
Meow.
So we jagged with Jeff for a little bit, and it was fun. It was fun.
It's a good time.
Jagging off.
Time.
Yeah. I had a controversial morning in my neighborhood because I am now learning that maybe I'm the problem.
Mm.
I took my kids to school, and on the way to school, I caught a whiff, and I was like, huh, what is that? And I was like, nah, couldn't be. So on my way home, I rolled the windows down a little bit. I'm like, by golly, somebody's making spaghetti and meatballs at 7:25 a.m.
Hey, you got to get that gravy going and let it go all day.
It was 7:25 a.m.
Crock-Pot
and
meatballs?
For a full, like, block. And look, I'm just saying spaghetti and meatballs, just getting it out there. That was the overall scent.
Uh-huh.
It could have been Big Ziti. Could have been right. Somebody's making lasagna.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some sort of a red pasta dish.
It was Italian and it smelled delicious.
A lot of oregano and basil in the air.
But it was strong also garlic. A situation where I was going, this is too early to have this. It was an overwhelming scent, you know? And at 7:25, I just wasn't ready for it. And I'm now finding... You know, if you have an Italian grandmother, a Gigi, if you will, a Nona, a Nana, like they will start the sauce early, and you got to get the sauce going early and let it sit all day. 7:25 seems like it's an early start.
That's a good long simmer.
Yeah. And so I'm finding maybe I'm in the wrong here. For thinking that's too early to get the scents going in the neighborhood. Hand up, I also will be the same guy who's, you know, smoking meat early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you got it. If you have a big piece of meat, you've got to get that thing smoking on the smoker early in the morning. But it was just a little odd, and that is a refreshing smell in the morning when I smell, you know, somebody's smoker, whether you got the pellets or the bark, the chips going.
There's nothing like it.
It's a great smell in the morning. It's like, yeah, it's backyard season.
Who doesn't love a good meat smell in the morning?
But Italian was a little bit overwhelming for me.
That just sounds like you're a coward.
Yeah. See, I'm finding I might be in the wrong on this.
I'm aware that I'm a monster.
Mm.
Like I have monster tendencies, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm okay with just about any kind of like food smell in the morning outside of seafood.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. Like, are you a guy that will eat like
anything in the morning?
You'll eat anything in the
anything
morning.
I can't do that.
That's
the thing is like,
I can't do that.
It's Chinese. Not
right. Really?
Oh God. Yeah.
That would be like the bottom. Actually, no, that's not the
one. Sometimes
leftover cold Chinese. Yeah.
If I'm going
super good at
things like dinner items I would eat in the morning, pizza's obviously number one.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
like,
that's...
You can go a little cold pizza there. Chinese would probably be number two.
Super good.
Yeah. But I'm not a...
Mexican. I've had leftover fajitas for breakfast.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You are a monster.
Oh, yeah. Warm up the skillet real quick. Warm them up. Toss a tortilla in there.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, a breakfast burrito is the furthest I'm going.
I mean, it's not... How far removed are we?
Quite a bit. Eggs.
Not really.
I mean, eggs are a big part of that.
I've done that before where I've taken leftover steak and gone, I'll make a breakfast burrito with a leftover steak and eggs.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. There's something about the eggs, though, that really just changed the whole
operation. I'll hold the eggs, too.
Yeah, no.
Okay, here's
that's
one
a monster.
That,
you're
here's
a monster.
One that I won't do.
Okay.
Okay, so I batch cook chicken regularly, like the big old thing of either chicken thighs, chicken breasts in the barbecue or air fryer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had somebody ask me the other day, he's like, have you ever taken like your leftover chicken that you cook for the week and been like, I'm going to have chicken and eggs for breakfast? And I go, no, I will not. I will not do chicken with eggs. I don't know. It's not like something like that I object to for like any kind of moral reason, but it just feels weird. Like when you're eating the question chicken or the egg.
Yeah. I mean, you're going when you're going, I am eating mother and child.
Yeah,
it's at like, the same time.
It's a little like maybe there is like a moral quandary there, like in my stomach of like, I don't know what to do with this. Why are we eating different stages of life here?
Huh?
Have you ever eaten chicken with eggs?
Yeah,
like
I have.
Chicken breast or like thighs?
Well, no, it's been like a
chicken sausage. I think is
no,
okay.
I'm going it's like the Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwich, where you can just get chicken and a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
You can also add egg to that, and it's still very delicious.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Chick-fil-A's got good breakfast.
They do. They do have good breakfast, but yeah. I've never done like the chicken with the egg.
Yeah, it's
sausage, bacon, all of the above, totally fine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, but when you say chicken, like having a chicken breast and being like, "Yeah, I'll throw some eggs in with this," no, I've never. And I've never thought of it as the way you put it, eating, you know, mother and or as I put it, mother and child.
Yeah, mine was just eating the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg, and the answer is yes.
Yeah, no. I've never like that's never been on the top of the list, and it shouldn't be that far off,
right? Like, but it's. Just not something. It's not a path I've walked.
I'll be damned. All right. This text, Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6326. Mallrats is a silly, stupid, teeny bopper flick. That's okay. Clerks is an educated humor that's not for everyone. Oh, wow. That's
okay,
an easy way.
Student.
That's an easy way of saying the smarter you are, the more likely you are to like Clerks over Mallrats. And by the way, several misspellings in that text.
I am so smart. S.M. Martin.
Like that's one where you better make sure you are grammatically correct, your spelling is in check. When you're going down the road of, oh, this one is way smarter, you better make sure that you have yourself dialed in there.
On that line, you know what I tried to watch last night and was not available on any service?
What's that?
Idiocracy. I tried to find it. I went through Paramount, Netflix, Max, Amazon. Amazon was the only one that had it that you had to pay for.
It
and
was,
I was like, come on, man.
It was on, I think it may have been on Netflix and was removed a few months ago. Oh, I watched it not too long ago.
It's been popping up in my feed and across social media just randomly over the last like month.
But it's because all versions. The streaming services, like, people are catching on.
Yes.
we can't let them see this.
Yeah. And
our plan is working to perfection.
And I was like, I need to go watch that again just to see how far off we really are.
We're not that far. It's actually pretty alarming.
I mean, I'm advancing it, which is funny because, you know, the shoes that were selected for that movie were a struggling company at the time. Crocs.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Not
so.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
The evolution of that is, of course, we talked about yesterday. Baseball, ooh, bro.
Hey,
socks and Crocs.
This person saying it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu? You know what? That's the one thing I didn't check.
Well, Damian Lillard said Hulu has live sports, and apparently Idiocracy is as well. So we got that going for ourselves.
Also, pork chops and mountain oysters. That sounds like maybe the worst combination I've ever heard.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not a big pork chop guy.
I'm not either, but when done correctly, a little jalapeno peach jelly.
Or like a good little, you know, breaded pork cutlet.
Yeah. What was the youngest? So it was Greg, Peter, and the Brady kids.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm. All I
pork
Bobby.
Chops and applesauce.
Pork chops and applesauce. Him and Alice. Pork chops and apple. Nope.
That was a weird combo.
Yeah. My mom, she made pork chops and applesauce. Not the biggest fan. You gotta cook a pork chop correctly, though. It is. You can miss and you whiff dramatically if you overcook a pork chop.
Well, we'll do sometimes for the easy dinners. Throw them in the slow cooker with like some cream and mushroom.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That sounds actually
real
pretty
tender.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have to fool the kids, though. We call it chicken steak or they won't eat it.
Mmm.
Boy, ain't that a thing where it's just like, no, it's steak. Yeah. Like, this ain't. They start catching on. You're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Still steak. Eat it.
Lie to your kids.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called parenting. Duh.
Yeah. I can't think of a worse combination than that. Pork chops and mountain oysters.
No.
Again, seafood. Seafood in the morning. Nope.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. So the mountain, that's not seafood.
No. Talking Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, yeah. That's
there.
Yeah.
That's, that's the old.
Yeah.
Bull testes.
Yes. There you go. Sheep.
Yep.
Sheep balls.
Is it sheep?
I believe it's sheep.
Yeah.
Sure, sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? Funny Farm, Chevy Chase? How many does it eat? It sets the new record. Never seen somebody take quite a hankering to sheep balls. You gotta get up real tight alongside there and snip them up off the top. What? Yeah.
All right. Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Mm.
Okay.
Nice pivot.
Sports.
Sheep balls.
What the hit king and a guy who averaged 3 points and two rebounds in the NBA have in common. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
No, Dudley Boys kicking off Wrestling Wednesday. Well, Pete Rose has little company with him. Banned from baseball for life for betting on the game. Jonte Porter has now joined Pete Rose.
Congratulations for being the biggest dumbass in sports.
Yep.
Like ever.
When you actually dive into what Jonte Porter did.
Let's do it.
And then the audacity to think that you are going to get away with it. I can't wrap my head around the level of dumb. So you walk this thing back. For those that don't know who Jonte Porter is, yes, he is the brother of Michael Porter Jr.
This might be my favorite part, is that the very last line in every single article about this is, he is the brother of Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr.
It's like, he's been no stranger to doing his own stupid things.
Well, just looking around like, I'm sure people called him, right? Right? And we placed those phone calls there?
All right, so here's the statement, or at least a couple lines from this statement, from the NBA on Jontay Porter being banned from the NBA.
Faux life.
Faux life. A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors and limiting his own participation one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games. So, to wit, he gave tips, which is told endlessly across the board. Ask any player that has ever played in the NBA. No tips, no tips, no tips, no tips, no tips.
Yeah.
Endlessly. Yeah. Endlessly. Okay. So he gave tips. That's number one.
Not just the tips.
Number two. He limited his own. He limited his own participation. And in that, which they're talking about, is a game on March 20th in which he left with an eye injury.
Uh-oh.
Which kept his unders down.
And he, by the way, he averaged 3.8 points per game.
Two-way contract.
And 2.7 rebounds per game in his career. So he was taking the under on like 1 point.
Well, it was combined. It was combined points, rebounds, assists. Made threes or something like that.
What was it, like three?
I think it was like six.
Oh, God.
And then...
Don't want to get too hot tonight. Got the action on my unders.
So, you've got... He's giving tips, which... That'll get you suspended. Then he's got tanking his own, which is going to get you banned on its own.
Yes.
And then he also bet on NBA games, which is also going to get you banned. So, this guy had a trifecta of absolute stupidity.
Yeah.
In a way that, okay, this is how insane it gets. He went in on March 20th. He gave tips to a bettor about his performance. And in that game, he only played 3 minutes, claiming that he felt ill. Due to the unusual betting activity and actions of the player, and $80,000 prop bet was frozen and not paid out. That $80,000 prop bet was going to pay out $1.1 million. This is and as bad or worse than the Cincinnati / Alabama baseball betting scandal, where the guy went up the window literally saying, I've got a good feeling. I've got good insight on this. Like,
I'm texting the coach. Look.
Look. Yeah. This is the same level of, like, absolutely asinine stupidity.
Should be known, he was not the person that placed that $80,000 bet, but somebody in on his scheme was. Does not make it any better because he was colluding with somebody who was an absolute moron. And we all know this. By March 20th, we already knew the Alabama betting thing that you just talked about, right? Where Alabama was, if you don't know, Alabama was playing LSU. A guy at Great American Ballpark Sportsbook in Cincinnati went up to the sportsbook and placed a very large bet on LSU to cover against Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and he was bragging to the people at the sportsbook,
the
I've got information. I've got information. I'm texting the coach right now. It was like, oh, buddy. And so they froze that. Alabama's baseball coach got fired. Anybody that gambles has seen that story.
Yeah.
And especially if you're as deep into gambling as Jontay Porter was at this point, you know that this story. So you know a big bet on a player or a game that will not be getting a lot of action, it raises a ton of red flags.
Yes. On top of this, so that's the one that they know for certain that he influenced the outcome of, okay? While playing with the Raptors G League team, the Raptors 905, Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using the Associates online betting account, and they ranged from $15 to $22,000. None of the bets involved any game which Porter played. Three of the bets were multi-game parlays that included a Raptors game in which Porter bet that the Raptors would lose.
Oh, no.
You bet on your own team to lose.
That's brutal, dude.
Do not pass go. Do not collect your winnings. Go straight to hell.
Yikes.
Like, this is the kind of thing where it's not only gross, like, it crosses the holy crap level of, are you kidding me?
And that's the thing, even with Pete Rose.
He bet on his team to win.
Pete Rose said, I never bet on my team to lose. His bookie
said he never,
said
yeah.
He would always bet for his team to win if he was betting
like,
on
it's,
the
there's
on
a
the
level
Reds.
Of, like, I don't want to say honor, but there's something there that you're like, all right.
Yeah, and although he wasn't on the team with the Raptors while he was betting for them to lose,
he's still
those are your guys.
But he is on the team.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the
he's
in,
on the organization.
Right there.
Yes,
and it's akin to the Blazers in the remix, right?
Yes, this would
and he's
this
he's
would be
going
Iwobodje
up and down
or Duop Reath before his contract was converted, betting against the Blazers, which would have made you money, but
wow,
it's at the. The insanity of this, let me pause with this. What's more insane, that he did it or that he thought he'd get away with it? Because I think they're both absolutely ludicrous.
I think that he thought he would get away with it with some of the amounts that were being bet.
Yeah. $80,000 parlay on Jonte Porter?
Yeah, that's asinine. But I think one thing that, like, where my mind goes in when I hear stories like this, and like when I heard the Ipe Mizuhara, the Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, right? Everybody's like, how in the world, you know, did he think that he was going to get away with this? Why would you? And I go back to, we've all been associated with somebody, or most of us have been associated with somebody who has an addiction issue.
Sure.
And whether it's substance abuse, gambling, sex, whatever it is, when you have an addiction, you don't think rationally. And you're not thinking like a normal person would, or that you normally would at any other point, right? Because you have an addiction issue. And Jonte Porter, if you're making the irrational decisions like he is making in these instances, he obviously has an addiction issue with gambling.
Or he's just
or he's
the biggest
just that
dummy.
Dumb.
Yeah.
But when you look at the volume, the amount of bets, like Ipe Mizuhara, pretty clear to see, 19,000 bets.
Yeah, that's an addiction.
You have an addiction issue, and you don't know how to stop it.
Jonte Porter
can't
leans
it.
More towards violently dumb.
And that, look, both things could be true here, but the resolution is we have our first professional athlete in modern times
lifetime
getting banned for life for gambling. And this is leaps and bounds above what Calvin Ridley did when he was in Atlanta with the Falcons. I mean, this goes so far beyond that because he was betting as an injured player, not on his team, on other teams that he was not in communication with. And they were very small wagers. Like, this is big time money trying to game the system, trying to become wealthy. I mean, if we're being quite honest here with the amount of bets that are taking place, and you're thinking if somebody's going to put an $80,000 bet on your unders props and paying out $1.1 million, you're getting a cut of that. Right, you're getting probably a pretty big,
cut of that. Yeah,
and so this.
But the
is,
thing is, he comes from a family that is eternally wealthy.
Yes, his brother is Michael Porter Jr.
And even
has always been a high level basketball coach. Whether he was like an AAU coach, then a college basketball coach at for a very short time UW, then Missouri. Mm-hmm. You know, he is a guy that their family was not one that was strapped for cash. But the level of dumb here is going to, and the NBA is sending a message.
Also, on that point, gun to their head, I think the NBA is glad it happened.
Yeah.
Because it happened with Jonte Porter and not, you know,
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
A young superstar. You know what I mean? Like, because that's what's going to happen next.
Sure.
There's going to be a young superstar in sports that is raised in this culture, and they're just going to do it. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And I do think there is also an element that these sorts of things have been happening behind the scenes.
Oh,
and it hasn't
sure.
been caught because of how highly regulated sports gambling is.
Yes.
That's the other thing here is that he got caught.
Because there's more eyes on it.
Because
it
of
more
the
open.
Legalization of gambling.
Yes.
You know, and to think of, you know, we've heard the stories of Michael Jordan's, you know, betting.
Millions.
No way. It was always, no way he could have possibly bet on basketball. He was always betting on golf or whatever, blackjack, just
anything.
At the tables in Vegas.
Yeah.
We saw in The Last Dance, it was that quarter game, right?
Yeah.
With the guy who gave the shrug and became famous. That, who's to say, like, Jordan would never bet against himself. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But, and there's never been anything that has been concrete that there's always the Michael Jordan had to play baseball because he was betting on the NBA and that he got a 2-year, you know, SIA by the NBA. That has never been proven.
But.
Never been proven.
But. There's some pretty strong anecdotes out there for sure.
You look at the, and they even said in The Last Dance, right, where it was like, Jordan's dad was murdered because there was that nasty rumor his dad was murdered because of Jordan's gambling debts.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that has been proven outright, right? But when things were not on, you know, federally regulated or state by state regulated, and, you know, it's been easy to catch guys like Jonte Porter or Calvin Ridley or three or four Detroit Lions players that placed bets inside the facility, which is against the rules. They didn't bet on the NFL. They were betting on college, but it was within the facility of the Lions. Can't do it. The geofencing, they got them to, no, we know you were sitting in the facility when those bets were placed, right? Like, it's a lot easier to catch these guys now.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to catch them now. And that's going to be the cautionary tale moving forward is you're not going to be smarter than the people that are looking out for this. Because if you're going to be giving the inside information, big bets are going to be placed and people are going to catch on.
And they hire people like that are smarter than you on purpose.
Yeah.
So that they always win and they can track this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jonte Porter, everybody.
Mm.
Well, he's a name that will live in infamy.
Yep.
You know, he made his name. Do you think
first guy banned by the NBA?
Now, do you think he gets a shot to go play overseas? Like,
I tell you what, Shanghai loves their gambling.
Yeah, they're gonna be afraid of it. Is it gonna scare off?
I think Macau might like it. Might spice some things up a little bit.
You never know. All right, Jonte Porter banned for life from the NBA for betting on basketball and against his own team and himself. The play-in games gave us some drama and a couple of big answers. That after Rust with SportsCenter.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right. Heard in the Rusty update there that we do get the Eastern Conference plans tonight, starting with that Heat 76ers matchup where Danny will be rooting for the Heat to lose.
Incredibly so.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on Saturday, also rooting for the Heat to lose.
Can they just make it super easy for us to root against them and wear that stupid Heat culture uniform?
Yes.
Heat culture. So dumb.
Heat fans and vegans. They'll both tell you about it.
And CrossFitters.
Mm, true.
Marathon runners.
No, their car will tell you.
Their car. They'll their have a 26.2 on the back.
Yeah, their car will tell you.
Mac users.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, don't take a shot, Mr. Green Bubble over there in your text.
Just, man, I didn't say anything about iPhones. I'm talking about
ruining
Macs.
The group chat.
Talking about computers on their own.
Yeah. There's Look, I got a buddy who refuses to let anybody into a group chat that'll turn the conversation green.
Mm.
Apple knows what they're doing.
That's why they're being sued.
That's a bigot right there.
That color of green is it's such a terrible color of green. Yeah, it's not fun to look at.
No, that's the whole point.
But okay, we get it.
They're being sued over it.
Oh, what are they suing for?
Corporate bullying was what it started with over in Europe because they have stricter laws on this.
Yeah.
And then once that case got going forward, it was something along, I can't remember the actual statute they put it under, but yeah, they're being sued for a litany of reasons, including the green text.
I am all for the idea that the universal plugs, I think that's a good idea. Like, we should all be able just to plug into anything. Yeah. We shouldn't have to have, like, 8 different types of chargers.
Yeah.
Just give me one. Just let me charge my device.
It's an antitrust case. That's what it was.
Because of the green bubble?
Well, because it's also Apple, the messages or the encryption that they use. Like, have you ever gotten a picture from a non-Apple user on an Apple phone and it looks like crap?
Videos are the worst.
Yes.
They're like little tiny little
videos. Well, it's the same coming back this direction, too. What if my wife ever sends me a video? Yeah, it's god-awful.
Those are all things.
At least your wife's smart.
They're the way they push it through is purposeful.
I hate you guys so much.
It downgrades it. So,
Now that is, I don't like that. But we should have the option at the very least to normalize those people and turn them blue. You know, if I want to see Jeff Russ text them blue, I should have that option. Yeah. You know?
I don't disagree.
Because I'm sick and tired of looking at your damn green bubbles when I get your texts. Playing game happened. We learned some things in the play-ins last night.
Indeed, we did.
We will get to what we learned about the Golden State Warriors coming up a little bit later. But boy, I sure learned a lot last night about one Zion Williamson, because watching him play last night, it was incredible.
He was the best player on the floor, and it was not particularly close.
But I learned I will never trust him to be a superstar in the NBA. Hell, a star in the NBA. Because what happened last night, Zion goes 36 minutes, 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block, and then pulls his hamstring.
Made LeBron and AD look silly.
And that
all game long.
You asked about the biggest what if being Blake Griffin. Zion.
He's up there.
He's
up there.
He's going to be a bigger what if than Blake Griffin, because Blake Griffin gave us 5-6 all-star games. He gave us all NBA. Yeah. He gave us jumping over a Kia, which
dumb. But great job to get the money.
He won. Yeah. I bet there's not a chance in hell Blake Griffin has driven a Kia.
I bet you he has.
You think he's an Optimo guy?
I bet you he has.
Yeah. Yeah. I love my Kia Niro. We got a Kia.
You do.
Not because of Blake Griffin, of course. Mm. He could jump over it, though. It's a very small vehicle. Zion is going to be the bigger what if because you see these flashes like this, but they are so fleeting.
More tremendous even than Blake Griffin. That's the terrifying thing. But you had the Pelicans last night after the injury. In the post-game press conference, Willie Green said, Zion has leg soreness that will require imaging. Mm-mm. I've never had soreness that required imaging. And ladies and gentlemen, I bet you I've had more imaging done than Zion.
Yeah. This is not...
It turns out today it was a hamstring, which we all knew.
And that's like, we all knew it when we saw him. His immediate reaction was...
I thought it was a quad at first.
This isn't it.
Because he grabbed like the top of his leg. When he reacted, I was like, huh, that's kind of a weird thing to do. Because usually when you do the hammy, you do like the, this is going to be weird, you do like the arched back, like kind of like reach back at the hammy, like, ugh. But he kind of rolled forward and grabbed his quad, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
He is too big, too strong, too explosive.
His body, he is literally too strong for his body.
And that is sad. It truly is. But you cannot, and no Pelicans fan should move forward thinking that you can trust Zion Williamson to be there for you over the course of a season.
Because it's unfortunate.
It is. It sucks. And
because you can't trust Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum to be there for you at any time.
That's exactly where I was going to go next, is that this team, CJ, we know that CJ can have his moments where he can...
Game 7 against the Denver Nuggets.
He can put a team on his back, and he can play really well. He also has more Ooh. Of the games that we saw last night, 1 for 9 from three, right? This is coming off. Remember, CJ made 9 3-pointers in a game last week. Last week, he made 9 3-pointers in a game. He and Brandon Ingram were absolute no-shows, and the Lakers ended up cruising, and they'll get their teeth kicked in by the Denver Nuggets.
Indeed.
I mean, them's the breaks, them's the rules. We're just watching this happen. Because I didn't see anything from the Lakers that sat there and said, no, that's a team that is going to be competitive in the Western Conference playoffs, especially in that opening series against the Denver Nuggets. Because as bad as Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum were, that game was a 4-point game. Yeah.
Jose Alvarado was out there balling out too.
And they have their fatal flaws. And Anthony Davis, he played. I have my questions about his toughness, especially after the Larry Nance play where he called it a dangerous
back injury.
Play. His back was hurt, but I don't know. You've got to be a dog to win in the playoffs. We know this. The guys who are the toughest and the mentally toughest, those are the ones that carry teams. And as great as LeBron James still is at this point in his career, he's not a guy that can do it by himself anymore.
No.
He isn't. He needs Anthony Davis to be a dog like he was when they won the bubble title, when no fans were in the arena.
They're going to get absolutely buzzsawed by the Nuggets, and we're going to hear for a couple days, well, then the Lakers have one more chance here, and rah, rah, rah. And it's going to, oh, love God. No, they don't. They don't have a chance against the Nuggets. Unless Nikola Jokic's arm falls off, they don't have a chance against the Nuggets.
I bet Jokic would still be good with one hand.
He'd probably figure something out.
Yeah, I think he'd be okay. Mm-hmm. I think he could do it. Yeah. If there's one guy who could do it, his game translates to one arm. Yeah.
Just throw that lazy hook shot up all the time.
Just dominate. He only needs that one big mitt. Just
I can see it.
Burp, you know?
I can see it.
And do you call the push off if he's got just like
a shoulder stub?
Yeah. I mean, he's just creating a little separation there. I mean, I think he could still be dominant.
He'd actually chicken wing you?
Yeah, I think he'd be dominant still.
I like it.
But the Lakers, they get the play-in win in New Orleans. They are going to be the 7th seed. They play the Denver Nuggets. And then we get on Friday a matchup between Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans for the final spot in the Western Conference and a chance to go play the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think that could be a really good game. Well, not without Zion.
No Zion. Yeah.
No Zion. But if CJ has one of his games.
Either way, they're lambs of the slaughter when it comes to OKC.
But exactly. Sacramento, you mentioned this yesterday.
I'm surprised they won, but they we'll talk about that game. But Keegan went nuts.
They blew the doors off the Golden State
wasn't
Warriors.
Close.
That 4-point lead at halftime,
oof.
I was just sitting there going, this ain't the Warriors team that's going to come back and win this basketball game. They looked in control throughout the entirety of that game. So I'm excited for Friday and what that game has to offer. We get two more playing games tonight, though, as Miami and Philly, they get underway at 4:30. And then after that, you have the Hawks visiting the Chicago Bulls, which is a game that nobody wants to see.
4 o'clock.
Indeed.
4 o'clock is...
Yeah. Which to me also, though, that late game seems odd to me, a 8:30 local tip in Chicago.
TV windows.
I didn't understand why they did both the West on one night and both the East on the next.
It's so nobody has an inherent advantage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you give that 8-9 matchup short rest, or the 9-10 matchup short rest, and the 7-8 gets an extra day.
Right.
Maybe you could do it that way. Yeah. Did they do that the first year?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but they just want to make sure people aren't bitching and complaining about rest.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Or you break up the two second halves of the play-in part and have the game for the 8th seed maybe stand alone and not necessarily have to be a doubleheader.
Mm.
So you could have one Thursday night, one Friday night.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. I'm in. Jeff Russ for Commissioner of the NBA.
Indeed.
Move over, Adam Silver.
That's right. Get out the way.
We've got a mustache and jorts that need to take over that... That New York City office of yours. Hell yeah. And every press conference ends with brother.
Brother. Hey, what you gonna do, brother?
Speaking of a guy who says brother a lot, do you see how much Mario Cristobal got paid?
Mm.
Oh, this is juicy. Mm. We'll get to that next. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I'll tell you what, this song, it really fits this story because Mario Cristobal, it is now reported by multiple outlets because University of Miami, their books are open, private university, but so they don't openly put out coach pay like other places, but people that really want to do the digging on it. In 2022, Mario Cristobal's compensation, according to the University of Miami, was $22.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beefy.
Yeah. There are layers to this, though.
Yes.
And the way that you kind of peel the onion back, like on the surface, you're sitting there like, good luck with that. And also, I can see why you left. But it's $7.7 million in base pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because the way that University of Miami, a private university, does their books, $14.9 million is in, quote, other compensation.
Yes.
Okay. That other compensation, according to tax people that are breaking all this down and do like the sports business stuff, they do include things like his $9 million buyout from the University of Oregon,
mm-hmm.
is other compensation earmarked under Mario Cristobal.
Yes.
But it's going to the University of Oregon for his buyout.
Yeah, basically because he didn't have to pay it.
That's right. Yes. That's right. He gets that money that he can pay U of O and say, good luck with Dan Lanning. And Ducks go, thank you for the $9 million. And Dan Lanning as our head coach. This
yes.
is great.
Yes.
This is awesome. We love it.
Yeah.
We got offense. That's fun to watch.
Yeah. We won by losing.
We got defense. It's great. And thank you for, you know, stocking the cupboard on your way out.
Yes.
It was a very nice thing that Mario Cristobal did.
Addition by subtraction.
It was a great thing that Mario Cristobal. Well, I mean, look, let's not act like Ducks didn't win a Rose Bowl with him.
No, I know.
You know, like they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. But $9 million in the buyout in that other compensation. I'm still wondering, like, all right, then, what's that other $5.5 million that is earmarked under Mario Cristobal?
Uh-huh.
And where's that money coming from here? Because what they're saying is that is the second highest single pay of a university employee, only to former University of Pennsylvania president Amy Gutman in 2021, who was paid $22.8 million.
Wow.
Yeah, or I guess it would be the highest, right? Because 22.9? Or nope, 22.7. It's $100,000 shorter than Amy Gutman.
Mm-hmm.
And what she had was what they called, it was the Ohtani contract. She had deferred payments of her salary down the line. They kicked the can down the road,
uh-huh.
and then paid her $22.8 million in 1 year. That is, it's a wild amount just to be earmarked, but let's be honest. Mario Cristobal wasn't paid $22.7 million.
No.
Okay?
And some of that in there probably, too, could be like, you know, housing stipend, housing, you know,
yeah.
country club memberships, that kind of thing.
Moving costs,
yes.
all those sorts of things that kind of go into it.
I think I also saw in there, too, that it was some of that reportable compensation is that they pay extra to reach the point to where they actually bring home the amount that they've agreed upon, right? So, like, they lump an extra amount in there to cover the taxes and such.
Oh, all right. Well, that's nice.
Right?
Wonder if they're going to do that for us.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wish in one hand.
Well.
But that's a big number. That's a big number. Caught a lot of people off guard. $22.7 million for Mario Cristobal. Hot damn.
Good work if you can find it.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, look. This is going to be an interesting year. There's there are two coach or three coaches that four coaches that they need to win and they must win this year in college football. Mario Cristobal is one of them.
Yes.
Because their offense has got to improve.
He has a 12-13 overall record at Miami.
Is that good?
No. Not for $22.7 million.
I went 7-6 last year, losing in the Pinstripe Bowl to Rutgers.
That's a little less than $2 million a win.
So, Cristobal is one. Ugh. Ryan Day at Ohio State is another.
Yeah, I felt like he was on that hot seat last year.
He's got to be one that you've got to win, and you got to do it right now.
Got to beat Michigan.
Lincoln Riley at USC is you better win games and be convincing this year.
I think the number there is eight.
Eight wins.
Yeah, I think it's eight to just because they did the reshuffle. That saves him. Eight saves him.
Yikes!
But I think nine is the expectation.
Yeah, I think at USC you should 10. I think ten is where you're keeping.
Yeah, no, that's
happy.
Where it should be at. But I'm saying that I think eight he doesn't get canned.
And the fourth one is Deion Sanders at Colorado. Deion, he cannot go 4-8. He has 11 scholarship players in the transfer portal right now.
How many wins does he need in the Big 12? Six?
No.
Five?
No, because look. His whole thing is, I don't recruit high school kids. I don't leave campus. I don't do this. I don't do that. The number one recruit that he landed is now in the portal.
He gone.
The guys that he's saying, we're bringing Louis, they're leaving in droves. And it's not like he's restocking with exorbitant amounts of talent. Yeah. And he took a massive step from where Colorado was
to where they are
in 2022 to where they were in 2023. It was completely different. They were actually semi-competitive in most of their games.
Which, before that, they were non-competitive.
But you also saw that in games against good teams, they coached circles around
them. Yes, and the depth just completely disappeared.
And the depth was gone. And now Deion is going back to the portal, restocking the portal, but now the guys that you were bringing in are also leaving. And because it's not
building, you're just replacing.
It's not what they thought it was going to be when they got there. And so this is going to be, and I hope, I've said this several times, I hope Deion succeeds at Colorado.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
I think it's good for college football.
And somebody breaking the norms and just doing it his own way, I think it's really an interesting case study to follow. But you better turn those into wins this year. Those are my four guys. They got to win this year. Or could be some high-profile jobs opening up next year. And especially Ohio State when you have that team should be the favorite to win the national title.
Gross.
They should. They are loaded to the gills and they got a phenomenal coaching staff now that they're paying like
a bajillion dollars.
$4 million to their coordinators. All right. Hour number two, where we start. Death to Light Years. Next on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.